All right. Well, this is kind of a cool story because it was on Good Morning America and everything, and it's from our own state here, so I figured we had some rights to go over this story as well here, because Joshua Woods is from La Crosse, Wisconsin. He's an ink artist. He's a tattoo guy in La Crosse, and beautiful, by the way. He does a lot of really good work. Anyway, he was fishing there, I guess, in the Black River or something, La Crosse there, and caught a wallet, which actually had been stolen 3 years or so before by a guy who was DJing at a karaoke contest. Well, I'll let you tell. You can tell the story. Well, he's on here right now with us. Hey, Joshua, are you there?
Yeah, yes, sir.
How are you? How did that Good Morning America thing go? Pretty good?
Pretty good. I wasn't on Good Morning America, but they put something on their website. I don't know if I'll actually go on the show. But.
Oh. Did they threaten to put you on and they thought it wasn't going to work on their show?
Yeah, maybe.
Pretty good, though. But you catch all kinds of things there in that river, don't you?
Yeah, you wouldn't believe it, actually.
Yeah.
Probably would believe it.
Yeah. Well, what have you caught besides wallets?
I mean, I've caught fishing poles. Mm-hmm. I caught two fishing poles in the same spot that I caught the wallet in.
Yeah.
Last year, I caught a live fishing net, just a live well net. Didn't have any fish in it, but I used it for the whole summer to keep my fish in after that.
That's so cool. That's really cool. You ever catch any fish?
I wish I'd catch more fish than I do, probably.
So this one caught national attention, though, so that's pretty good. That's a pretty good catch, actually.
Yeah, it's pretty surprising. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. And actually, you must have thought you caught a sock, right, basically?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know it was. I mean, at first, I didn't know it was a wallet at all. I almost didn't check it. I thought it was just garbage. So I'm glad I opened it up and seen what was inside of it.
What kind of a sock was it? It was just one of those socks you throw back in?
Yeah, you know, not the one you keep. It wasn't big enough.
Not an Argyle or anything good, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So to paint a picture for us here now. You're an artist. You're out there fishing. Is it early in the morning or what's going on?
Yeah, it was early in the morning. I went out there at 4:30, so it was probably around 5:30 in the morning when I caught the huge wallet.
Yeah. Was anything biting before the wallet or?
Just little fish. Bluegills. I catch a lot of bass and bluegills and just sand fish. I don't fish crazy.
You're catching fish. Are you catching eat 'em or catching release?
I usually catch and release. I've eaten them a couple times this year, but I'm kind of weary to eat the fish out of the river.
Yeah. Or weary?
Weary, both.
Tired from fishing and when kind of scared of what's in them, I suppose. All right, so
you're
out there.
You never know.
So it's 4:30 or 5 in the morning, and you did the wallet actually bite? They don't bite. Just snagged it?
It felt like it bit.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I fish the bottom, so I don't do a lot of bobber fishing. I fish on the bottom, so I'm, especially on the river, prone to get snags all the time, rocks and trees, whatever the heck's down there. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm used to snagging stuff and breaking my line and having to fix it all up again. And every once in a while, you snag something and you'll be able to pull it in. It won't be too big or, you know, you'll just be able to get it. And that was one of them things that I was reeling in. It was heavy. Like, I didn't know what it was. I could tell it wasn't a fish.
Yeah.
It wasn't moving, but man, it was garbage.
Could have been a dead fish. You know, sometimes they sink, I suppose.
And, yeah, they don't bite very hard, though.
No. So, yes, what were you using for a lure there?
Just a little hook. I just fished the bottom with a little hook and some sinkers, some really strong line. I just use really strong line because I always get so many snags that I get tired of breaking my line. Half the time, if I have a strong line, I'll just bend my hook. I won't have to rehook everything back up. So, but that makes me pull in a lot of stuff.
Well, no wonder you're pulling in all this stuff. This is not even such a big story now because you don't even put anything on the hook, right?
No, I mean, I use night crawlers. I just use night crawlers. I just fish with night crawlers. Sometimes I'm minnows, but.
Okay. So, paint the picture for us what's happening now. You're fishing, you're snagging, or you're doing usual snagging on the bottom, and take it from there.
I'm reeling in slow. I think it's I thought it was a stick. Usually it's a tree. When it comes in slow like that, it's something like usually just a big branch on the bottom. And then I thought it was a catfish baiter. That's what my first when I seen it, people will like fill nylons or socks with, you know, smelly liver and throw them out in the river, and then they'll fish around them because the catfish will all, you know, go wherever the stink is at. So
They put livers in their socks and throw them out there?
Yeah, or nylons, more common nylon.
You're kidding.
Is this kind of a mesh netting.
Is this a lacrosse thing or something? I've never heard of this. Is this common?
I don't know. I was raised up north, so.
Oh.
A lot of fishing. A lot of heavy fishing up there, more than down here, all over the rivers.
Yeah. And a lot of pantyhose, probably. Old pantyhose.
A lot of pantyhose in the river.
Yeah. Okay.
With smelly liver in them, yeah.
Never mind. Okay, and then. All right, go ahead. And you're pulling it in, and there's what do you see on your line there?
It's black. It was just like a black hunk of garbage. I could tell it had been in the river forever. It was pretty gross looking. I have a pair of gloves that I bring fishing with me in case I catch any crazy fish that I don't want to stab me when I'm taking them off or have big teeth. So I put on the gloves, took it off my hook, and it was pretty gross. And I opened it, pulled it open. I mean, the end of it was opened up.
Yeah.
There was already a hook in it. There was a hook and a leader already connected to the sock, so I don't know if somebody else had already snagged it and broke their line or what, but I wasn't the first hook that had been in that sock.
Oh, no. That's interesting.
So, I know, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I just opened it up in the
wallet. You mean someone snagged and released that wallet then?
Yeah.
It was like catch and release the wallet.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wow.
If somebody else caught it, maybe they just threw it back. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what that deal was.
Okay, so.
But then I just got the wallet. I seen it was a wallet. The first thing I'm thinking, like, is whose wallet is this? It didn't make any sense to me at all at first. Like, I couldn't figure out why there was a wallet in the sock.
Yeah.
In the river, like, not. Especially at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah. It's a mystery right off the bat.
Yeah. So then I just went through it right away, tried to find an ID, and I found his ID right away inside of it. The first thing I did is look for an expiration date, because I'm thinking, you know, the guy's in the river, too. I don't know.
Well, you thought that the owner might be in there somewhere?
Yeah, I mean, you never know. It's pretty scary stuff. You know, I never know what you're touching or whatever. That's pretty crazy story.
Oh, man. It could have been in a sock that he was wearing.
I don't know.
Oh, God. This gets worse and worse.
But it was expired. The ID was expired, like 2005
mm-hmm.
was the expiration date on it. Something that's been in there forever, too. You know, who knows if this guy's even still around here.
Yeah.
And I love photography, especially lately, so. Immediately after I figured out who he was, I put everything back in the wallet and took a pretty awesome picture of it with the river in the background. And now it's like all I want to do is get out of there and post it on Facebook right away so I could try to find out who he was,
mm-hmm.
see if I could get his wallet back to him. And it was fast, like through Facebook, it was like instant. People knew who he was, where he was, and I was really surprised how easy it was.
And can we say his name, you think, or is that invasion of privacy?
No, I'm sure it's all over the news.
Yeah, yeah. So it's Jesse Gomez, who's also in lacrosse, saw this on...
Yeah.
Saw his... And it was stolen, apparently, as well. It had been stolen at a karaoke thing.
Yep, 3 years ago.
Yeah. What are the odds on that?
I know, that's crazy. I still don't get it completely... I don't get why they stole the wallet. The people who stole it, they got charged for stealing it 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And the one guy is actually in prison now.
Oh.
I don't understand why they threw it in the river.
Yeah.
I mean, the chances of me catching it are so slim. I don't know.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense to me. But
yeah. Isn't the etiquette really, you if you steal a wallet, then you throw what you don't need in a garbage can so they can at least find that?
Yeah, I mean, why? What did they do after they stole it? I mean, think to themselves, well, we'll just put it in a sock and throw it in the river?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't get it.
Uh-huh. I wonder if you actually have seen these guys, you know, maybe at the river before, like throwing wallets.
I know. That was one of my other thoughts when I caught the wallet. I'm like, well, I wonder if somebody didn't want this wallet to be found.
Because I read someone else then wrote in on this whole issue, said that they, too, had found a wallet in the same spot where you fish. Did you see that one?
Really?
Yeah.
No, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's totally crazy.
I better keep fishing there then.
Yeah. And Joshua, it was your wallet. Holy cow. Joshua Michael Woods. No, just kidding.
That would be not good.
Yeah, that was good. That's cool. And so anyhow, he was very happy he got his wallet back, and he's still trying to get his identity back because they stole all this detail.
Yeah, I know. It's been a pretty big ordeal for him. He's just surprised to get the wallet back.
Yeah. Well, that's cool that worked out. Well, that's terrific. And has fame gone to your head now, Joshua? It's kind of a famous story now nationally.
Yeah, no, I can't. It's pretty crazy what goes viral these days.
Have you gone viral with this?
Well, you know, I guess so.
Is there a little auto-tuned song now about this whole incident? Or?
I'm waiting for it now. Maybe on Good Morning America.
Yeah. Probably good for business, though, right, if they know that you have the tattoo shop there?
Yeah, it's definitely not bad. I mean, I'm always pretty busy anyway, so it's good. It's good, though. Definitely wear my Black Wolf T-shirt on TV if I ever get on there again.
Yeah, and show the tats, too, as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and you're a good Samaritan, and that's a great thing, and you're a nice guy, and it certainly helped this guy in his battle against this thing that's been going on for years now, and that's great.
Yeah.
And I also...
No,
I mean,
getting his ID back alone is, like, pretty awesome for him because, I mean, anybody could have... I don't know why they didn't take the ID. If they took some other stuff, they could have used his ID and done a lot more damage than they did, probably.
Yeah.
Well, so he's glad to have that back.
That's cool. That's fantastic that you did it. And can I just say again that your tattoo art is really, really good.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're a very talented man. Is business pretty good there now? Probably since they all know about you now.
Yeah, everybody wants wallet tattoos.
That'd be a lot more convenient if you had your wallet tattooed on, you know, then you'd always have it with you.
Yeah, no kidding. Actually, one of the guys I work with, John Stiverson, he told me last night, he said, you should get a wallet tattooed on you now.
Yeah.
I don't think so, though.
Pretty cool. Joshua Michael Woods, thank you very much, man. Nice speaking with you. From La Crosse, Wisconsin. Great to talk to you.